USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two more days of trade talks, the U.S. and China have released a statement saying China will significantly increase imports from the U.S. Both parties agreeing to keep talking on reducing a huge trade gap and to avoid raising tariffs on each other. Investigators in South Texas are building their case against the 17-year-old suspect in a deadly school shooting at Santa Fe High School on Friday that killed 10 and left at least 10 others wounded.
The gunman had information on his computer and his cell phone that he wanted to kill others as well as himself, but later admitted he didn't have the courage to kill himself. He told investigators he spared people he liked so they could tell his story.
That's USA Radio's Rick Vincent. Meanwhile, the suspect's family has issued a statement saying they're just as shocked and confused as everyone else and are eager for answers as to why it all happened. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case, neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
A huge farm bill fails to pass the House of Representatives on Friday. Democrats say it would worsen hunger by eliminating nutritional benefits for families and children. Others say it did very little to help farmers in any serious ways, and it also neglected conservation. It was the focus of the Democrats' weekly address, delivered by Representative Marcia Fudge, the Democrat from Ohio.
We are giving Republicans another chance to come back to the negotiating table and join us in crafting a farm bill that actually works for the people it's supposed to serve.
Not only did all Democrats vote no, but 30 conservative House members also voted against it as they were trying to get leverage on an unrelated immigration measure. After winning the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks earlier, Justify now takes the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown.
Justify! He's unstoppable! He won the Preakness!
That is heard on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A status conference is to be held this week at the Santa Monica Courthouse in Judy Huth's lawsuit against Bill Cosby. The Southern California woman alleges Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion back in 1974 when she was just 15. Huth is one of nearly 50 women across the nation who have accused the actor and comedian of sexual assault. Jurors last month found him guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia home in 2004, and he now faces up to 30 years in prison. America's most well-known coffee-selling chain says you're welcome to come by and hang out and even use its restrooms at any of its locations, even if you don't buy anything. Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when two black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling. Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future. You're allowed to visit us online without buying things, although we don't have restrooms for you there. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.